Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have an exciting story today to share with you, and it's given by my good friend, Missionary Adam Freidenstein, who is the pastor down at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Cojutepeque, El Salvador. This article is called The Word for Every Protector, and it's about God's incredible opportunity in El Salvador. And by the way, I've been there several times with my dear friends. It's always exciting to see what God is doing there through their church and Christian school and college and seminary and all their other ministries. And Brother Freidenstein says, there are moments in ministry when we look back and see God's hand clearly, even in seasons that felt uncertain and difficult. Our church, Emmanuel Baptist Church of Cojutepeque, went through one of our hardest seasons of life and ministry so far. It was a season of challenges, testing, and growth. Yet, as we remained faithful, God was quietly preparing something extraordinary. A ministry opportunity that would touch tens of thousands of lives across El Salvador. During that challenging season, I met the director and subdirector of the National Police in my office. And that day, God planted a seed of friendship with the subdirector that would blossom into a ministry opportunity beyond anything that I could have imagined. About a year later, I presented a plan to place the Word of God into the hands of every police officer in the country. And the subdirector shared this vision, and we started praying and planning. And soon, Faith Baptist Church, that's Pastor Mark Smith, that's up in Tacoma, Washington, I'm pretty sure, and several other generous churches in the United States joined us in helping to design and print and ship Bibles and New Testaments for all 30,000 police officers. With approval from the top leadership, we began visiting police stations nationwide. We presented each officer with a Bible, sharing the message of salvation and hope through Jesus Christ. And station by station, officer by officer, God opened hearts. At this point, over halfway through the force, the response has been overwhelming. Officers receiving the Word of God with gratitude and joy. Boy, and I'm reading that and sharing this news with you, and I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that right here in the United States of America to encourage and help our police officers and first responders, and it would be great. But this story comes from El Salvador. Brother Freidenstein continues, but God was not finished. One day, a pastor serving as a military chaplain called me after hearing about the police project, and he asked the question, could we do the same with the military? After a series of meetings with high-level leaders, we were granted permission to distribute Bibles to every member of the armed forces, and once again, our faithful partners in the States provided the Bibles. If that doesn't excite you, I don't know what would. Just think about the opportunity that our missionaries have. And this is, by the way, not the only place in Central and South America where we've been able to do this. But here's a fine missionary family, a pastor and his wife and three boys. And God's given to them unbelievable opportunities to get out the Word of God to the police and to the military. I'll tell you more about this tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.